Country Club FM. Let's get right to it today. The Bob Almanac, this date in history. We have birthdays, and those are who know are no longer with us. Neil, you've got those all lined up, ready to go.
Ready to go.
We affectionately call them the Gones But Not Forgottens. Today is Wednesday, August 2nd, 214th day of the year, 151 days left to go. 1858 this date, first mailboxes in the United States installed along the streets of Boston and New York City. They didn't have mailboxes up to that point. You always had to go to a post office to pick up your mail.
Did they have the little red flag on the side if you wanted to mail a letter, I wonder?
I assume so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'll have to talk to somebody you may know at the post office, and they might give you the history of mailboxes.
Yeah, I have some friends there.
1887 this date, Roel Hodge received a patent for barbed wire. Where would we be without barbed wire?
We wouldn't have those nice tattoos that a lot of people wear.
You got the barbed wire around the bicep barbed wire tattoo. We'd have inmates running all over the place because they'd be climbing over the fences, the perimeter fence at various prisons. Mm-hmm. Cows would be getting out left and right and get a barbed wire.
And we wouldn't have had that Pamela Anderson classic movie called Barbed Wire. Maybe.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
How did she not win an Oscar for that?
Something went haywire in the voting process. Yeah.
That was a... She got rooked.
Yep.
In 1892, another patent. Charles A. Wheeler patented the first escalator.
Oh, nice.
That had to be kind of scary.
That far back?
1892. It was powered by mules. They had mules that powered the first escalator.
You're kidding.
I don't know. You look it up. Yeah. You don't know. I'm not going to tell you whether I'm kidding or not.
Well, you are.
The first escalator. That'd be kind of scary. Somebody going, I don't want to go. I don't want to be the first one on this. They had to be a daredevil.
Right.
To be the first one. Mm-hmm. 1892. 1922. Telephone inventor Alexander Graham Bell died. He gave us many things, most notably the telephone. He was 75. 1938, this was in the early days of nighttime baseball. Bright yellow baseballs were used in the major leagues for the first time between the Brooklyn Dodgers, St. Louis Cardinals.
Ooh.
It was hoped that the balls would be easier to see. It was inconclusive. It didn't last.
It didn't last.
Although Charlie Finley, the owner of the Oakland A's, tried it in the early 70s.
Right.
He proposed using it again. But never really caught on. Although, if you watch fast pitch softball,
yeah, they use them.
They use what's called optic yellow. That's the name. That's the actual color, optic yellow.
Fast and slow.
They do that on slow pitch too. Now they got the yellow.
Yep.
Good to know.
Yep.
1939, Albert Einstein penned a letter to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt asking him to go out on a date.
Huh.
No, the letter was actually about the atom bomb. Urging the U.S. to start researching atomic weaponry. That was 1939. It would take him about 5 years to perfect it and test it and, of course, then use it.
Yep.
In 1945. 1943, this date.
The PT-109 was gone. The Kennedy lived to fight again. Smoke and fire upon the sea. Everywhere they looked was the enemy. But JFK and his crew lived on. Which proves it's hard to get the best of a man named John.
Jimmy Dean and his PT-109 song. We play that because this was the date that the PT-109 was sunk by a Japanese destroyer. Again, Lieutenant John Fitzgerald Kennedy in command of the vessel and would be rescued. 1943. You know, it's actually a year... Exactly a year after
I had no idea. This is interesting.
Joseph P. Kennedy, John's brother, was killed
when his
plane exploded over the Belgian coast on that very date, but a year later.
Huh.
1944.
Yeah, they could have lost two sons on the same day there.
Right.
Different years.
1944. And if that was just the start of the whole the Kennedy curse, as it's been called.
Sure.
1962, Robert Zimmerman legally changed his name to Bob Zimmerman.
Dylan. Whoa.
Bob Dylan on this date. 1962, Bob Dylan became known to folks. He was Robert Zimmerman from Hibbing and Duluth and all that good northern Minnesota stuff. And he changed the way music is seen.
Mm-hmm.
He influenced a lot of artists, Neil.
Sure did.
Including you.
Not as much me.
That was 1962 that he became Bob Dylan. 1979, this date.
The world of baseball is in mourning tonight for one of its finest stars. Thurman Munson, the 32-year-old captain of the New York Yankees, is dead.
Thurman Munson died in a plane crash on this date. Flying into Akron, Ohio. He had his own private plane, so he'd go see his family in between games. He was the MVP in 76.
Pretty good catcher. Yeah, cut down in the prime of his career, much like Roberto Clemente had 7 years prior.
He was only 32, and remember the Yankees wore those black armbands after that. Yeah. So that was in 1979. 1984, Charles Schulz comic strip Peanuts, picked up by the Daily Times in Portsmouth, Ohio. 2000th newspaper to pick up Charles Schulz. I would assume at the height of the Peanuts popularity, Charles Schulz was doing quite well.
I bet he was.
2000 newspapers.
Deservedly so.
Plus all the movies and TV specials. It's Arbor Day, Charlie Brown. That was 1984. 1990 in the news.
On the morning of August 2nd, thousands of people in Kuwait City woke up to war.
Stay away from the window.
By mid-morning, thousands of troops had swarmed into the capital.
This was the day in 1990, Iraq invaded Kuwait. I remember getting to work early that morning. I was doing mornings again. Listened to ABC News, and they were talking about the invasion of Kuwait.
I remember it well.
And that would lead to Operation Desert Shield, then would beget, of course, Operation Desert Storm. And we would then flush the Iraqis out of Kuwait. Many people thought we should have gone right to Baghdad. That may have prevented some of the other things that would happen later on.
It didn't take long to flush them out of Kuwait, let's just say.
No, the elite Republican Guard, not elite.
Not that elite.
Not elite, as we had thought. That was 1990.
Run away!
Massive heat wave gripping much of the East Coast and the Midwest, 2006 this date. 130 people died because of heat.
Wow.
11 years ago. And it was 5 years ago, the U.S. men's basketball team getting ready for the Olympics, actually playing in the Olympics. They just routed Nigeria. Nigeria still scored 73 points, but 156-73. It's like they couldn't miss.
Did Nigeria stop at half court? Think they were in Iowa?
They were in wheelchairs.
Ah, that was a problem.
That was 2012. Here this date, the final score, Team USA 156, Nigeria 73.
You give up 156, you have to reevaluate your defensive schemes.
Sounds like the Timberwolves defense last year.
Yeah, it did at times.
Move on to birthdays. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Garth Hudson is 80. He was a keyboardist for the band. Happy birthday to him. He is 80.
Ronnie Roberts. When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be?
Oh, that's wonderful.
This isn't Patti Page.
Will I be rich?
It's Kathy Lennon and her sisters. The Lennon sisters on the Lawrence Welk Show.
Nice.
Kathy Lennon, I think the second to the youngest of the Lennon sisters, is 74 today. Happy birthday.
Wow.
Now, Council, I realize that we're all tired and we wish this were over sooner than later. But this kind of petty bickering is not appropriate. And if you heard the snickering of the jurors as they were going out, they thought it was pretty silly, too.
There he is. He became a household name. Lance Ito. O.J. Simpson murder trial judge. He presided over that thing, that circus.
Mm-hmm.
God bless him for doing that.
Yeah.
Although I think he... did he write a book? He must have done something to try and cash in on that. Who wouldn't have?
Yeah.
Everybody else has.
Yep.
Lance Ito, 67 today.
TV theme time.
One of the best widow peaks in all of television and all of entertainment.
Top three for sure.
Talking about Eddie Munster. He had his pet dragon spot, Butch Patrick. He would go on to star in, was it the Bugaloos or one of those other ones? He was in the Sid and Marty Krofft shows later on. I know it wasn't Puffin Stuff, but it was one of the ones he was in. Butch Patrick still going strong. He still makes appearances on behalf of being Eddie Munster.
Huh.
They love the guy.
Sure.
He had a rock band, and there was a song about him. Butch Patrick is 64 today. Eddie Munster. They don't get any better than that. Singer-actress Apollonia.
Beautiful
was Prince's girlfriend and co-starred with Prince in Purple Rain. and was the lead singer of the group Apollonia 6. Short-lived group Apollonia is 58 today.
She was a real-life girlfriend of Prince?
Yeah. Yeah, they were together there, at least in the early years.
Sure.
Apollonia, 58 today. Also 58, Victoria Jackson from Saturday Night Live. Oh, sure.
There is a current fad that is offending me. Dumb blonde jokes. Not because I'm blonde, but because they're not funny. Here's a few that my friends told me. Some blondes went to Disneyland and they saw a sign that said Disneyland left, so they went home. So then what happened? What's the punchline?
There you go. You know her. She's Victoria Jackson playing that dumb blonde to a T. She is 58 today. Linda Fratiani.
Fine figure. We've had a run on figure skaters.
If you are a figure skater, this is the time to be born. Sometime in July or early August. Linda Fratiani, 57 today, won medals in the 1980 Winter Olympic Games. Kevin Smith, actor, director, producer. He's the guy who always walks around like in an Edmonton Oilers jersey. He always has a hockey uniform on or Winnipeg Jets. He was the director of Clerks, Clerks 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Whenever he's kind of an authority on science fiction and superhero movies, Kevin Smith is 47. We got this guy who played John Connor.
And if you want to shine them on, it's hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, baby.
There he is. He's Edward Furlong. He played young John Connor in Terminator 2, Judgment Day. He is 40 today. Sam Worthington is 41. He was in the other Terminator, Terminator Salvation. I think he played, was he the old John Connor?
I think so.
Or was he not? I can't remember. But he was 41. He also played the demigod Perseus in Wrath of the Titans and Clash of the Titans. He's the one who fought when they released the Kraken, Neil. Have you ever released the Kraken?
Yes.
It can be quite painful when you release the Kraken, but Liam Neeson released the Kraken and was up to Perseus to defeat him with the head of Medusa. Sam Worthington.
There we go.
Sam Worthington is 41 today. Now your turn. Take it away.
Gone but not forgotten. Movie mogul Jack Leonard Warner was born on this day, 1892. He was one of Hollywood's famous Warner Brothers. You know, you got your MGM and you got your Warner Brothers. Those are two certainly of the biggest and most famous movie studios. Jack Leonard Warner, 1892. Actress Myrna Loy, I remember her in the Thin Man movies. She played the wife of the Thin Man. They solved some impressive crimes and murders and whatnot. She was also in Airport in the mid-70s. Myrna Loy, born on this day, 1905. Fine actress and dancer Anne Dvorak was born on this day, 1912. Thank you. And Academy Award-winning actress Beatrice Straight. She won Oscar for her role in Network. Remember that movie from, the late 70s? What are we doing? Oh, just ringing the bell?
Just ringing the bell for no reason.
Okay. Born on this day, 1914, actor Gary Merrill from The Great Imposter and All About Eve, 1915. Let's get to Emmy Award-winning actor Carol O'Connor.
You are a meathead. A meathead, dead from the neck up. Meathead.
As only he could do it, playing Archie Bunker. You know, he won Emmys, as we all know, for that. But he also won Emmys for his role in The Heat of the Night, the television show based on the movie that Rod Steiger played that key role in. 1924 for the great Carol O'Connor. Emmy Award-winning actor Peter O'Toole. He won Emmy for the several things. TV miniseries Joan of Arc. He was in Lawrence of Arabia, Troy. The list goes on and on for Peter O'Toole.
Knight, his duty, his privilege to dream the impossible dream.
There he is Don Quixote, man of La Mancha.
To bear with unbearable sorrow. He
got a great beard in that movie.
Yeah. Very well-respected actor Peter O'Toole, 1932. He was a pip. How would you like to be a pip?
I'll be with them.
I know you will.
Who won that midnight train to Georgia?
Even all
well choreographed. He went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as one of Gladys Knight's pips. Edward Patton was his name. He was born on this day, 1939. Same year, same day, director Wes Craven. He gave us Scream, gave us the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. Very scary guy. Born on this day, 1939. The guy who really helped launch a career for Janis Joplin was Chet Helms. That was 1942. This is Doris Kenner Jackson from the Shirelles. Shirelles had a number of hits in the 50s and early 60s.
Soldier Boy would be another one.
Absolutely. Doris, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer in her own right, Doris Kenner Jackson, 1941.
Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Well, think about that one.
If you quit ringing the
just
bell.
Just for a moment.
Singer Andrew Gold, you remember Thank You for Being a Friend. And this one.
I love the piano in this song.
Yes.
Like right at the beginning of it.
Yeah. It's so good. He also did the theme from the TV series for Golden Girls.
He didn't sing it. I mean, he wrote it. And there's somebody else that sang it on the show. But he had a hit with that like in 1978. I had it on a KTEL album, The Hot Ones.
Very nice. 1951 for Andrew Gold. They're all gone, but not forgotten, Jim.
All right. Brought to you by
Kurt Weers, United Country Realty. Kurt, thank you for your support of the program.
Kurt deserves a bell.
Nobody, that's right. Nobody knows the country like Kurt Weers. You find him out Annandale way.
Yes. That's the Almanac. We're going to wrap up the Bob Morning Show here in just a minute. Lickety split. But first, Trisha Yearwood on Bob.
Katie's sitting on a roll from the porch, watching the chicken.